you say your prayers, or you just enjoy the presence of God.
Our sculpture was certainly made for a temple, a very public place, but it is very much about a one-to-one contact with God, and the experience of encountering this sculpture would be only part of a relationship with the divine, a conversation, as it were, that you might begin in the temple and then carry on at home. Looking at the sculpture is simply the starting point for a daily dialogue that will ultimately shape every part of your existence.
If you've brought God into your home, for instance, then if God is right there in your living room, you don't have big blazing rows. You don't do things that you wouldn't do in the presence of God, which is quite a challenge to the ego, our false ego. And what devotees of the deity would be developing is their real ego.